the Titan had been buried face down, leaving them to enter through its back so that they now walked on the internal walls while the flooring stood erect behind them. The ventilation cyclers and Atmos scrubbers had long since fallen silent, and the air was a stale mix of pungent decay. Cobwebs clung to every surface. Piles of grey dust, the powdered remains of organic matter, tumbled like sand where they disturbed it. It was not unlike the Validus. A maze of tight corridors and grilled walkways dissected its interior, allowing begrudging access to the god machine's manifold sections.
It still functions.
Metatron indicated a flickering bank of luminators.
Does it have a name?
Not one I'm willing to share with you, Flesh Terror.
How much further?
Seth snarled.
We're almost there. The bridge should be on the other side of the next bulkhead.
Pick up the pace. Let's be done with this.
The desire to avenge Harahel gnawed at Seth's bones like a starved beast. He itched to be back in the mine, killing orcs.
This doesn't feel right.
Nizrok's voice crackled over a closed channel.
What do you mean? Look around you. There are no heretical markings, no crude blood sigils.
Seth stopped walking. The apothecary was right. He had been so consumed with the desire to avenge Harahel, to kill the Inquisitor, that he had missed it. The baleful miasma, the sickening air of perversion that permeated everything the arch-enemy touched, was absent. The Titan had not been tainted.
We are here.
Nerissa spoke as she entered the bridge. Arija and the remaining female followed her in. Seth looked past them, studying the ruined chamber. Sparking cables hung like limp vines from smashed consoles. The husked remains of the Titan's crew lay slumped against the vast oculus that was the Titan's left eye. The armor glass lens was badly cracked, stricken with wide fissures. The symbol of the Legio Annihilator glared back at him from the upturned ceiling.
Arija, get what we came for and plant the charges.
Wait! Stop!
Arija ignored Seth, pulling a device from his belt and connecting it to the Princeps jacks. Arija's head vanished in a cloud of red mist as an explosive round detonated his skull. Nerissa rounded on Seth to find his bolt pistol leveled at her face.
What are you doing?
I am tired of your lies, Inquisitor. This Titan is not a weapon of the archenemy. Tell me why we are here, or I will rip your face from your skull.
You dare
now!
The female warrior flanking Nerissa came apart at the midriff as the bolt round tore through her abdomen. Nerissa turned to face the female's ruined corpse and smiled.
That infamous rage of yours, Seth. I had wondered how long it would be before it surfaced.
Nerissa held up a hand to placate Seth as he advanced on her.
Whether it is loyal to the throne or not, we cannot allow this Titan to fall into the hands of the orcs. It must be destroyed.
You cannot deny the Imperium a weapon such as this. We will send word to Mars and have them excavated.
Such a small mind! Another war machine will make little difference to the fate of the Imperium. This Titan is ancient. It is older even than that barbaric symbol you wear on your pauldron. It stalked battlefields 10,000 years ago, when the galaxy was forced to its knees by your depraved cousins. Knowledge is the only weapon worth possessing, and I will not lose this fine to the asinine secrecy and inane bureaucracy of Mars. I will know what this Titan knows. I will unlock the secrets from its mind.
Seth was silent a moment, his anger momentarily crushed by the weight of the Inquisitor's words.
No. Knowledge corrupts. It is far more terrible than a simple weapon. It is justification. Too much knowledge, too little knowledge. Knowledge was the catalyst for the most devastating civil war mankind has ever faced. We cannot risk inviting such a war. I will not let you siphon the data core.
Are you worried about what I might find? about what I might uncover about your precious bloodline. Perhaps your progenitors were not who you think. Perhaps they aided the arch-enemy.
Seth fired, depressing the trigger before the last syllable could leave her lips. The round detonated an inch in front of the Inquisitor, exploding against a shimmering energy field.
I had hoped this moment would come sooner. Gargo Khan
of Ghula. Blood spilled from Nerissa's mouth as the dark words tore from her throat. The Eldar gem on her breast began to vibrate, radiating a piercing light as Arija's and the dead female's bodies drifted up from the ground. Seth and his warriors opened fire.
Psychic wretch!
Seth cursed as the rounds impacted against the shield of energy surrounding the Inquisitor. The floating corpses shuddered once and exploded, bathing the flesh tearers in blood and viscera. The psychic shockwave slammed Seth back into the wall. Pain. Pain that was not there lanced through his legs as his mind heard his bones snap. He fell to the floor. He made to stand and stopped, casting his eyes around. He was on a warship, an ancient vessel far grander and mightier than any he had stood upon. Its plasma core thrummed with restrained fury. Its walls rippled with power. Seth could hear the familiar sound of battle ringing from the ship's many corridors. He reached for his weapon. Powerful hands that were no more real than the injury to his legs locked around his throat. They squeezed, gripping tighter, throttling the life from him. He struggled and tried to prise them away, but they were too strong. Death. Death and darkness closed in around him. He stopped struggling, giving up as his rage gave way to sorrow, to shame. Seth knew he had failed. He knew that this was where he would die. Unless... Seth roared to his feet and drove his combat knife into Metatron's jaw. Blood. Blood would wash away his shame. Blood would ease his anguish. Seth advanced and drove his foot into Metatron's chest. He would kill. And kill, and kill. He would kill death itself if it came for him. The Tech Marine rode the blow's momentum, rising and firing. The first shot went wide. The second struck Seth in the gut, blasting off a chunk of his armor and opening his abdomen. Seth barreled into Metatron, dragging him to the ground. Pinning the Tech Marine beneath him, Seth delivered a series of punishing hammer blows to his face, smashing his helm and cracking his skull. Pulling the knife from Metatron's jaw, Seth plunged the blade into his torso, stabbing him again and again, working the knife until it broke against the Tech Marine's hardened ribs. Tossing the ruined weapon away, Seth drove his fingers down under the Tech Marine's gorget and broke it off, exposing his throat. Ripping off his own helm, Seth sunk his teeth into Metatron and tore out his larynx. He relished the taste of the chemical-rich blood as it filled his mouth and warmed his throat. Harahel grunted with effort, pulling Seth from Metatron and tossing him to the ground.
What madness is this?
Harahel spoke as he watched Nizrok wrestle with Nathaniel.
Has the rage claimed you all?
Seth rolled to his feet, snarling, blood-slick saliva dripping from his mouth, and charged Harahel. Harahel angled off, avoiding Seth's grasp, and ripped his eviscerator across the chapter master's thigh. Seth kept coming.
Be still, damn you!
Adjusting his grip, Harahel smashed the flat of his weapon across Seth's face. The blow shattered the blade and knocked Seth to the floor. Seth's vision swam. He was barely conscious. At the edge of his vision, he saw Nizrok. The apothecary had a bolt pistol pressed to Nathaniel's face. Nizrok fired. He continued to fire, blasting chunks from Nathaniel's corpse until Harahel's foot connected with his head.
Harahel! The Inquisitor!
She is gone.